Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. It is the Starting 11 Prediction Show. I am Paul Machin, and it's my job to work out what Jurgen Klopp is going to do with all of these lads to make them into a team that can beat Chelsea at Anfield in the 12:30 kickoff this Saturday. It is no easy task, particularly given that the senior team played Brighton last week and were shite. A younger, more rotated side played Wolves in the FA Cup and were much better. What I want to do a little bit different, normally what I do is I kind of whittle these all down and then start to pick from what we had available to us. I'll do a little bit of that, but what I'm tempted to do is to kind of, I think I'm going to put the team up from Wolves, and I want to have a discussion with the people here in the comments live right now in terms of who keeps the place, who moves, what changes. So we'll start with that. Oh, Christ, am I a frog in my throat? Adrian's not going to be involved unless there's a major issue with the goalkeepers. Obviously, Alisson will likely come back in, but in terms of just getting this set up right, anyone know what's happened to Ramsey? I'd love to know what's happened to him. We just can't seem to keep him fit for any stretch of time. Obviously, Virgil van Dijk is a long-term injury, so he is out of the equation. And let me just double-check in terms of other long-term injuries. Bobby Firmino and Diogo Jota won't be in contention either. Fingers crossed Darwin Nunes is back. The last word ahead of the Wolves game was that he should be back in training today, so he should at least be in contention. And then I guess Jordan Henderson was just rested, and the same goes for Trent Alexander-Arnold. Robertson Tsimikas is a doubt because he picked up a knock to his back, apparently. There's that. Right, okay. So what I'll do is I will put Alisson and that there, and let's go with the team. I don't think Phillips is going to start, but he was at least on the bench. So the team lines up with no Matip. And we had Joey Gomez playing left side there. Tsimikas played left back. And it was Jimmy Milner at right back. The midfield three was Stefan Bacetic. It was Thiago Alcantara. And it was Naby Keita. Harvey Elliott played off the left. And he played in a front three with Cody Gakpo and with Fabio Carvalho. So I'm just going to put some of these players off to the side and we'll have a little bit of a chat around them. So that was the 11 that we started. Let's spread them out a bit.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let me know. I'll start with the defence myself, and then I want to know what you think the midfield three should be. Should we go with this exact midfield three? Bearing in mind that your options are Harvey Elliott can come back in there. Jordan Henderson can come back in. You've also got an option where Kurt Jones, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain as well might be in contention for that, or maybe something wild. So let me know in the comments what you would do with that. I think, well, let's just discuss the back four. Tsimikas, with a knock, I don't think he's going to start. I don't think he would have started, even if he was fully fit. I think Andy Robertson is one of the first ones to be nailed on to come back in. Same goes for the goalie. Kelleher, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Top quality goalkeeper, but Ali is the best in the world, and he's the first choice goalie. So when he's fit, he's going to play. Now, I think it's pretty obvious that James Milner will come out for Trent. And I think that's fair, really. I think he's been good since the return from the World Cup duty. Anyone got any disagreements if I leave the back four like that? Now, the obvious other move that we've got, and we've not got loads of other moves, but the other one is, of course, Joel Matip. What we've seen prior to Tuesday was Konate's been playing left centre half, Joel Matip's been playing right. And that would represent our most, well, certainly our biggest centre-back pairing available to us in the absence of Virgil. So that remains our big sort of decision here is, do you keep Gomez as your left-sided centre-half and keep Konate as right? Or do you move Konate back to left and bring Matip in? So there's our first, I think, real decision point to be reached. I'm going to put Matip just in there for the moment. And we can come back to discuss that in a moment. Right, okay. So then, in terms of the midfield, let me see what we got. I mean, someone here, Albert Abofo, saying Trent against Mudrick, as though, like, Trent Alexander-Arnold has never played again. I would be saying Mudrick against Trent. Yeah, and I might look foolish, but that's half the point of football. It's backing the players that you know and you love. Saying here, no Trent or Robbo has to be benched for a more defensive back line so our mid can actually flourish and not have to watch their back. See, I'd say, I mean, look, I think that's an interesting talking point, but I think so much about how the defence is left exposed is about the functionality of the midfield. You've got an additional attacking weapon in Trent Alexander-Arnold, and again, it's wildly overstated, this idea that he's not a good defender. He's a good defender. It's not his strongest suit, but he's a good defender. He just is. Andy Robertson's a better defensive left back than Kostas Tsimikas, and he's faster and he's got more engine to him. But he is obviously slightly not as good in the technical department when you're sort of crossing from, you know, deep static positions that Kostas is. I asked the questions about the midfield. a few people here saying Dan Taylor says Fab, Thiago and Keita would bring Bucetic on though, deserves some game time. Neon is saying Matip over Gomez all day. Interesting conversation. So look, let's say I'm not against starting that midfield in theory, but if we're talking about what Jürgen's going to do, do you think that Jürgen would be happy to go with that young midfield today? And I think that is the tricky part for this. Let me just find Fab, who is there he is. I think that's another of our big decision points, is at what point did we replace the sticky tape on the back of the magnet of Thiago, and who is going to be the DM? Do you bring Fabinho back in for Bacetic, or do you stick with that? And then the other one is, and I think this is a slightly more nuanced point, obviously the skipper, if he's available, does he come back in over Naby Keita? That's another conversation to be had. Does he come in for the six as well? I think Jordan's in contention, and then maybe you've got a shout where Harvey Elliott as well might actually be in the mix for the midfield. That's, we'll revisit that in a second. Let's just quickly look at the front line then. So Mo Salah, there's no world where Mo Salah, if fit, doesn't come straight back in to the team. Gakpo, I would reckon, would keep his place. Carvalho and Elliott are interesting conversations in this one, and I'll take Carvalho out for the moment. And let's just go on the understanding, let's say Darwin Nunes is fit. So we've just done the build-up show earlier this morning, and I was pitching for this. Gakpo stays through the middle, Salah comes back in on the right, and Darwin Nunes comes in on the left-hand side. I think it wasn't enough to really unequivocally say on Gakpo, and again, it was against Wolves, who also, again, have been a bit better than other times this season. I like how Gakpo plays in that position. It's more Bobby-like. He comes in here, he looks for little knockoffs, little give and goes, and that actually activated Thiago and Keita loads more as well. And it gave, particularly someone like Naby Keita, it gave him license to get forward. So not, because there's times when he finds himself in the box alongside, but also he also is able to go and occupy this space behind. I don't think he's absolutely, you know, world class at it as such, but it's far more a natural part of his game than it is for some of our other midfield options. One of them being like Jordan Henderson, James Milner as well. So I like the idea of Gakpo central, and obviously then it means you've got Nunes as just wild electric pace from the flank as well. So I think there's some interesting conversations to be had around that. I don't think we're gonna see Doak involved. I don't think there's too many other options. Now there is, obviously you could just swap Nunes and Gakpo around. If Nunes is out, I would proffer to you guys that there's an alternative solution here where we go Gakpo from the left, Salah central, and keep Harvey Elliott on the right, because I thought he had a decent game against Wolves, to be fair, more freed from the pressure of having to be a part of the function of the midfield setup. So I quite like that, and I don't mind, you know, look, get Salah closer to the goal. He's the goal scorer. He's the only goal scorer we've got if we haven't got Darwin Nunes and Bobby Firmino, etc. available. So I think that's a distinct possibility. What would your front three be? Shabazz is saying Nunes and Doak on the flanks. I mean, look, that's an interesting one. I think we're being careful with Doak, and I think, look, he looks very exciting, but he's very raw. He's very, very raw. He's got a very bright future in the game, but he's a very young lad. And at the moment, I think we're doing the right thing of slowly introducing him, letting him be an impact, so build his confidence up. There might come a game, and I don't think it'd be too far away, where you do start, though, and say, go and have 45 minutes, go and have 60 minutes and see what you can do, mate. But I don't think we're going to make wild, wild changes. It does feel like it will be an amalgamation of somewhere between the side that starts against Brighton and the one that performed much better against Wolves. But I'm not against, as I say, the idea of having Mohamed Salah central if we need to, because again, there's the goal scoring threat. But the problem I think we have sometimes is, it's what are we looking for? Because we've said this for years, it's like, go and get an out-and-out striker, go and get an out-and-out striker. Well, we bought one, and Darwin Nunes is cracking forward, but he's not so good a forward that you can totally alter your style for him, like Haaland. So Man City have compromised how they play football to put Erling Haaland in up front, and it's worked to an extent that no one's really looking at how much Man City are not playing to their level this year, because he scores so many goals, and Darwin doesn't, of course. So I'm the more I'm leaning, this is what I would play: Gakpo central, and I would work other things around that. But what will Jürgen do? That's the big question, and I do wonder whether he'll go with that. I mean, someone here saying, Edward Smith saying, 5-5-4 might be what we need to start winning games again. I'm going to trust that was a joke, Otherwise, does someone want to explain the obvious mistake in that one in the comments? That would be great. Sam Weller here saying, Fab, DM, Bacetic and Thiago in centre mids. The Keita things, I think Keita's entirely central to this. So, if Naby Keita is fit, Naby Keita, I think, will start. I think it was a good performance from Bacetic, but right now, Fabinho is still... He still should be the main man, because when he's on it, he's on it, and he provides so many factors to that midfield. It's like, and it feels like a long time away, and you start to forget, don't you, very quickly in football. But I think the Fabinho midfield thing, I think, is what he'll go for. And I think that but that provides you that nice amalgamation between Wolves and what he's trying to do, which is to get his senior players back into some semblance of form. How the midfield functions is going to depend entirely upon how the 2-8s perform. And that then in turn is how the front line in front of them perform. We've got to press. We've got to press high up the pitch. We've got to cause problems for our opponents. We've got to unsettle their passing game. That's where we've been going wrong. That's where the house of cards comes tumbling down. Because if you fuck the press up, then you leave yourself wide open and teams strolling through the middle of us. And that was the night and day difference between how we played Wolves at Anfield and how we played them at Molineux. So I pick my team on the start on the match build up show. I went for Robertson, Gomez, Konate. I went for Fabinho, Thiago, Keita, and I went for that. I think as a front. No, I went for Gakpo central, Darwin off the left, Salah off the right. If Darwin's fit, I think Jürgen will probably go back to the back four of Konate, Matip. Which I don't 100% agree with. I thought Gomez was good at the left side of centre half. But I think he'll go Fabinho, and if he's fit, I think he will give Thiago another go. Thiago Keita another go if Keita's fit. I think Bacetic will be on the bench, and I think if Darwin Núñez is fit, I think the gaffer will go Núñez through the middle, Salah from the right, Gakpo from the left. But I would like to see Gakpo myself personally through the centre. And then in terms of the bench, it will be Kelleher. It will be, who have we got in terms of centre-half? It will have to be Joe Gomez. Where did I put Gomez? He's in my hand. Joe Gomez. There's a chance Nat Phillips is probably still on the bench. I'll go with that for now and then see how we are for numbers. If Shimikas is fit, he'll be on there. I don't know, again, no one knows where Ramsey is, so at this point, you know, it is what it is. Bacetic will be on there. If he's fit, Henderson will be on there. That's six. And we've got three more. Those three will most likely be James Milner, Curtis Jones, and, oh, Christ, hang on. And then we've got, okay, maybe we take... Okay, we'll take Phillips off the bench. We'll put Milner as the more defensive substitute. We will then have Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. And our final sub will be Elliot. Okay, yeah. If that's the case, and that means... God, we've got players who are missing out on the bench here. That means Carvalho, Doak. Does that mean Carvalho, Doak, Phillips don't even make the bench? Wild. I'm not sure I'm totally in on that. I think that's what the gaffer's more likely to do, because ultimately there's not enough data points to basically draw a line of best fit here. I feel like we've changed something. I think Brighton was the first step, and I think Wolves was the next big step on that in terms of how we're going to play. So if it's that, I still would rather see Gakpo play central and let Núñez run riot on the left. So I think this is what Jürgen's going to do. This is not what I'd do. I'd have Gomez, and I would go Gakpo central. It's tricky. Okay, cool. Let me know what you think of that. So the team that Jürgen Klopp is going to pick will be Alisson Becker in goal, Andy Robertson left back, Ibu Konate and Joel Matip centre half, with Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back. It will be a midfield three of Fabinho, Thiago, Keita, and a front three of Darwin Núñez, Cody Gakpo, and Mohamed Salah. And then the bench. I'm not 100% on this bench, if I'm being perfectly honest. I think an injury to Shimikas might change it slightly. If Shimikas has got a little bit of a knock, then it'll be Carvalho or Doak on the bench. I think most people probably put dope because they're just really excited about it at the moment. Fine. Kelleher, Gomez, Milner, Tsimikas, Pacetic, Henderson, Jones, Chamberlain, Elliott. That makes up my substitute bench. Right. Sound. Agree? Disagree? Let me know. Do drop a like on the video as well if you want more and better analysis. Expert insight, we've got two. We've got an expert insight and we've got a transfer expert insight show this weekend. There's one being recorded right now as well. Dan Club is upstairs chatting to Plettigol, Florian Plettenberg, around the Roberto Firmino contract situation and more. So if you want to get closer to Liverpool from people who really know what they're talking about, and not just me who talks from experience and a lot of years of watching and playing football, real genuine experts, then go to redmenplus.com and get more of that good stuff. Do check out the build-up show as well, where we had a good hearty discussion around the 11 between me, Dan and Steve Plunkett as well. And other than that, the watch along will be back. I'll be at Anfield this weekend as well. Looking forward to, can't wait to see the Reds back in action, because all we can do at this point is support the team. Get behind the lads, give it all. Look at what the away support did at Wolves. Pour our hearts, souls and lungs out onto the pitch. Yeah, and in the meantime, be excellent to each other, is all else I'll say. Because no one else is to blame for Liverpool's plight apart from the people on the pitch. And now you can be honourable to them, or you can get behind them and support them. One way is the Liverpool way, and the other way is the Chelsea way. I prefer the Liverpool way. I hope you do too. Anyway, thank you so much. Have a wonderful afternoon. Up the fucking Reds.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.